Hey, guys, what's going on?
The Fonz here. Ready to check us in.
You know, one of my favorite scenes from a movie. By the way, you guys know I love The Martian. I've watched The Martian at least 150 times.
Yeah, I've seen it at least realistically six.
Yeah, but there's a one scene where Matt Damon is on there and they want a picture.
Okay.
And then he goes like,
yeah.
Like the Fonz.
I remember.
And that's just, you know, that's my go-to on planes, too, by the way. Every time I fly.
You do the Fonz?
No, every time I fly, I watch The Martian.
Oh, okay.
Every single time.
I thought that's like, probably great that's for the my person sitting next to you.
I thought you were saying, like, when a fan comes to get a photo. Can I get a picture, Brian?
You know, I watch The Martian every time I fly. And I also used to. I stopped doing it. My OCD is a little bit better now. I listen to the band Stained. It's been a while. For 10 or 12 years, every single flight, the takeoff and landing, I listen. And that was back in the day, by the way, that you weren't allowed to listen to iPads. Or remember that when you're on planes? And they were like, yeah, you got to put away your electronics. And so I'd have to like hide my headphones like, you know, under my hoodie or something like that, because I was convinced if I didn't listen to It's Been a While, that the plane would probably not make it.
Wait, you would listen to It's Been a While?
Yeah.
You would listen to that song?
Yes, that song, yeah.
It kept them in the air, dude.
It kept me flying for 12 years.
That is such a joke.
You know, the thing that I'm the most proud of is I've flown, okay, let's say I've flown 800 times.
800.
So that's, I've had the same.
The most proud of.
Yeah, I've had the same amount of landings as takeoffs.
Oh,
it's
man,
the most proud.
You're crushing.
Well,
it.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you were going to say something about maybe
most people
your
alive.
Kids or you know,
no. Like that, the takeoffs and landings I'm more proud of than anything else.
Isn't that crazy that something with 100% success rate is one of your biggest fears?
It is really crazy, right? But this is the thing. So for everyone that doesn't know, I don't like flying. I'm afraid of flying. But I've flown around the world a million times, and I can't even imagine how many. Yeah, I know I'm like a gold medallion on Delta, although I don't know if I lose that now that I haven't been flying. Yeah. But anyways, it doesn't matter.
They like take it back.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll get it back again one day. But it's not that I'm afraid of crashing, ever. I'm afraid of turbulence. I hate turbulence. And as a matter of fact, the last flight I was on was our flight back from Mexico, just literally a week before COVID shut everything down. And there was some intense turbulence.
Was it crazy?
Lori, that was crazy turbulence, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember.
Coffee was spilling all over the place.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. My coffee was spilling all over the place in the backseat of mom's car driving.
That's
very true.
See, and I guess this is the difference is I don't care about these things. Even if I go through it, it's not important enough to me. It doesn't impact me enough that I even remember it.
I remember one turbulence. Craziness. I mean, we were flying to Ireland. I was with my sister and my stepbrother. Wait, not my stepbrother.
Brother-in-law.
Still so fucking weird to say.
I know. Like, so
James. Yeah, I was gonna say. Wait a second.
That was the first one I caught.
There's definitely been
this?
More than that.
Yeah.
Three. All right, guys. So before we get into your story. We all have a bunch of ones here. I noticed mine's a short stack because you guys know that the chances are pretty good that I'm not going to.
If you need it.
Yeah. So every time we swear, a dollar goes into the jar.
Yeah.
So it's already down three.
And this jar is going to be some charity. Crap, we didn't pick a charity. But we're going to pick a charity. Maybe you guys can help us out in the comments if there's any special charities.
And then, should we do this every week?
Let's just see how this goes.
Well, I know if you guys did it on Friday, you'd be broke. Yeah,
broke in the first 5 minutes.
Bruce's whole paycheck would be gone.
And then some.
So $3 in the pot to charity.
For the charity. Before you talk about that, I did want to make an announcement and do a little. It is our own Jay Tomsky's.
That's me.
Jay Tomsky.
Birthday today.
Aww.
Oh, happy birthday, Jay.
I'm 12.
So let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jay Tomsky.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you. So everyone in the chat, give him a big happy birthday.
Nice. Wow. Thank you, guys.
I'm just happy for you that yours turned out better than mine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Especially the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. My birthday was a shit show.
It was the
podcast. She's willing to spend a dollar.
Yeah, we'll put a couple dollars in.
So back to the story. You were flying to Ireland.
Yeah, so we're flying to Ireland, and... You know, every flight, they're always like, strap up, seatbelts on, take off.
I don't know that they've ever put it that way.
Dude, yeah, they come on, it's going to be a wild ride. Strap it up. So, we're flying off. I have this really fluffy croissant breakfast bagel. Mm. I mean, breakfast burrito. It's a croissant, like the tortilla. Okay. It's actually a croissant.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, like
that's fancy.
I've never had it before, but I was pretty happy with it. Okay. So I'm chomping on this thing right off the bat. Boom, crazy turbulence while we're going up. We're like, holy crap, it's crazy. We're just bumping right. I'm like, when is this going to end? At one point, I was just like, I checked behind me. We hit up one of those ones where you're like, feel like you drop.
Yeah.
And this Asian lady literally. Hit the top of her head.
She didn't strap up.
No. She didn't strap up, hit the top of her head and fell back down right in her seat. Ooh. I was just like, this is real life. It was scary.
Yeah,
but.
It is scary when you do that. And really the truth is that I used to not be afraid of turbulence until I had a bad flight back from Australia. And I remember what it was is we had some pretty I wouldn't say severe turbulence, but uncomfortable turbulence. I mean, where it was like you couldn't like watch the TV because your eyes were bouncing, you know. Mm-hmm. But and normally I'm like, no big deal, you know. I mean, even that time I was like, no big deal, you know, it's good. Yeah. Well, it lasted like 7 hours. Like 7 hours straight of turbulence,
really,
like that, and it ruined me to the point where, Laura, you may not remember this, but I landed in LA and I called your mom and said, I don't think I can get on the flight home. From LA to Detroit. Like, I literally was like, I don't think I'm going. And this is what, you know what the weirdest thing is that for 7 hours, the pilot never came on one time. Never one time. An hour outside of LA, he comes on and says, by the way, guys, we're probably going to hit some pretty good turbulence going into LA. And get this.
So you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Get a dollar. If this last stop was not, so is this coming up?
But this is the funny thing. Okay. It was the smoothest hour of the flight.
Joke on you.
So your heart is just like, oh my God, it's already been so bad.
So from that day on, I've always been afraid of turbulence. Now, I will say this again. If you remember coming back from Mexico, you had just gotten some coffee and literally you had to put like a saucer or something on top of it because it was like flying.
I was holding it, trying to not. And then I had
it was crazy
turbulence. She had just given it to me too, and it was hot.
Yeah, and there was two pretty significant periods of turbulence there. And then like an hour later, the captain came out. And I hate that they do this. I'd rather them come on and go, we're not going to have any turbulence at all. And then you're bouncing around like crazy. He comes on and says, let me tell you, I had a flight to LA once. There we go. We're racking up the money.
Yeah, these kids are going to love it.
Whatever's charity, we're about to solve whatever's going on for sure.
Cancer.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, I was about to say, Jeff Bezos isn't even going to donate as much as us.
That's $2. We're going to run out of singles here tonight, man. So,
it doesn't help that the reaction of it is a swear word as well.
It's a double kill every time. So, no, it's what was I saying? I was flying to LA by myself, which I've done a million times.
Yeah.
And I remember the pilot came on and said, it looks like it's going to be a pretty smooth flight tonight, so we're going to have a good time, you know. But and I was like, awesome. Didn't say a word the rest of the flight, bumpy the entire time. And you know what? It didn't bother me. Because for some reason, them coming on and saying it
was
makes it worse.
Bullshit.
Holy cow, you're running out of money.
Then it didn't bother you.
It didn't bother me as much. It doesn't bother me as much.
Your recollection is insane.
You need to do some soul searching.
No.
If all they have to tell you is no bumps.
I would rather them lie to me. I'd rather them lie to me.
Because it makes you comfortable.
Right,
exactly. It doesn't seem healthy.
No, but
no,
that's what makes
not,
it doesn't,
that's because not healthy. I guarantee you would be sitting there going, I can't believe that this guy lied to me. No. The whole time.
Yeah. Why no, would they tell me it's comfortable?
The truth is, it wasn't like terrible turbulence. It was just bumpy the whole way. Yeah. And so it wasn't enough to where.
So
like,
it wasn't even turbulence because like I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, you
it.
You wouldn't even notice it. I mean, the seatbelt sign was off almost the whole flight, but it was bouncy
so
enough
not
to where
turbulence.
It was like. But it wasn't
so
smooth.
So you were flying.
But it wasn't smooth. It wasn't smooth.
So you were in a plane. Yeah.
Regardless.
The point is.
The point is, no and we point. Got. How did we started this all off because of the Martian?
No, so the point is this. The point is, when they tell you that there's no turbulence, and there is no turbulence, it's a great flight.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just so you know, kids.
This started off. This started all off just with the A.
Literally.
How the whole conversation started.
And then
so.
The jar got
the jar
full.
Got full quickly. We,
so
we're not 10 minutes in.
It's literally
that story
full.
Was good.
I don't even know if more will fit.
We're down. Supposed to be kid friendly on this. Friday nights are the not kid friendly. Do you know that I'm starting to shout out the podcast as
not kid friendly?
Not kid friendly on Friday.
I like it too.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
Yeah. That's what I said. Okay, Wednesdays are kid friendly.
It should only take like a half a second for people
yeah,
to
Wednesday,
figure that out.
Wednesdays are kid friendly.
Well, they're supposed to be kid friendly. Obviously, I'm with a couple toilet tooths here.
Toilet tooths.
Listen,
I'm with a couple toilet tooths.
I love the families. I love the people that support us.
Yeah.
I would never have let my kids listen to Wednesday either.
Really?
No. And this is the thing: is do you want a real? Do you want a real podcast? Like just being real,
yeah.
Or do you want us to pretend and do
or
whatever?
Do you want this?
And you want
no,
to get friendly?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Kids!
Because
kids,
yeah. Today we're going to talk about ball pointing.
Now you sound like
this
Kevin McCurley impersonating,
impersonating
me.
You. Yeah. 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 Oh golly gee,
oh,
we're
golly
gonna talk
gee,
about ball pointing.
It's not the vlog; it's more real.
No, I agree with that, but I think that, it, and then
and
it depends on what you mean.
Real.
By, oh my god!
Wow!
All right.
Yeah, we're just. Wow.
So I think that like a 13-year-old kid could listen.
Yeah.
Not a 7-year-old.
A 13-year-old.
You know what? It all depends on your choice of parenting.
Yeah.
I have no.
Yeah, it's not
I
like
don't
we're
judge
done.
Any
so
of it.
So listen, this is the thing.
You know,
I,
whatever
I think
you think.
Our
but.
Wednesday podcast might have some swearing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have
our topics
vulgarity.
Our topics won't be vulgar, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Like whereas choices, on the other
it gets
hand,
heavy.
It's an adult.
100%.
It's an adult.
It's only
one,
vulgar.
Right?
It's
yeah.
only vulgar.
It doesn't make the cut if it's not vulgar.
I would like, say. Yeah. I would give us probably a PG-13.
Yeah, we're
PG-13. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
And you guys are triple X.
Yeah, triple X. Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
Are they getting naked on
there too? We're not triple X. No,
we're definitely talking about it.
No one's fornicating on my podcast.
No, but we,
that's not what I heard.
Not yet.
Not yet, but we got a special one planned for you this Friday. Guys, tune in.
Jay, jot that one down, damn it.
Got it. I got it.
What'd you do? The damn it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Really?
What'd you do?
Wow, I didn't know that we were going that strict.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking.
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Yeah. Catholic school style, baby.
Yeah.
Catholic school style. Okay.
Yeah, would you get your mouth washed out with soap for saying it?
Cheese and rice. Is
do
that
it.
A good one?
That's good. That's fine.
Yeah,
cheese
that's
and rice,
fine.
Okay.
Substitutes are fine. As
okay,
long as
substitutes are fine.
You want to recoup fine. Some funds? We'll read some super chats
that's
real quick.
Yeah, because we're going to need a lot of super chats tonight, guys.
We got
we're losing money. We're hemorrhaging.
We're
hemorrhaging.
The business is hemorrhaging. We got Sydney says, I just visited the Reptarium on the 17th, and it was the most amazing experience. You all are so inspired.
Oh, Sydney, that's so awesome. Yo, speaking of which, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you came. I did see the comment on your video, which, by the way, Noah put out a
banger
video. It's the start of a series.
Banger.
It's the start of a series about redoing Speedy's.
Pimp My Pen.
Pimp My Pen. And it,
what?
Piss my pen.
Piss my pen.
Piss on my pen.
Is that a swear word? Is that
no.
A swear?
Okay. No.
You know
all right.
I said it.
So anyways, point is, I see the comment that says, I just did a tour of the Reptarium. It was good. It was okay. But if it was you and Eric, it would have been a lot better. So that wasn't
well,
exactly
what?
A glowing review.
If you would have scheduled a Noah and Eric tour, you would have had
they
one.
They didn't book a Noah
well, they
Eric
said the
tour,
next time they
fault.
Were going to. They said they were going to next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, well, freaking.
You
but anyways, Sydney,
yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Just be glad it wasn't me.
Yeah.
The Lori tours are elusive for sure.
Haley, what's going on?
We'll be
Haley.
Waiting
oh,
for
I
that
lost
person.
Haley.
No worries, I got you.
We lost Haley.
Haley.
We'll find her.
I love
there
you.
She
is.
Says, hey, Brian and fam, cheering back up despite the diversion of our plan. We're making new plans now. I believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, so Haley was going to come up
true.
And visit us.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
Unfortunately, her child got sick and aww. She wasn't able to come and it was a bummer. We were excited about it, but I think that she's making new plans now and those new plans will
sounds
be
good.
That's awesome.
Be fantastic.
Soulless Honky in the building. Hey guys, got the poster yesterday. Thanks, Lori.
See,
hey.
I told you. I told you. Hey, wait a second. I'm not a liar. The post office sucks right now.
It really does.
Everything is so slow.
You know, I used to know where Soulless was from when he announced it every time.
Now I
don't
forget.
Know.
Yeah, it slips the brain.
Yes.
I can't believe it's
Washington.
No, it's Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, Portland,
Oregon.
He usually always tells us he's from Portland.
He's like Portland, Oregon.
Well, I know because I was tracking his poster.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Soulless, we love you, man.
Angela says, happy birthday to me. Thank you. AJ. Podcast wouldn't be the same without you. Much love.
No, yeah, because it wouldn't be
right, on. Exactly.
That's great. That's the best part. It literally wouldn't be.
No, there wouldn't be a podcast because no one would be behind the engineering board. So thank you, Jay.
Heavenly Knees, you got it, man. Heavenly Knees, she's back, and she says, hey, guys, just sending some love. Happy birthday, Jay. Thank you so much.
The thing I loved about Knees is that last week, like, Eric just got it.
Like, oh, dude, like, I know. Like,
wait a second. That is Knees. That's Ness.
Are you kidding me?
Ness.
No,
I'm not surprised. Yeah. He's slow.
Dude, it was so funny.
Although I do think that there is like some sort of a, like when you read that, Knees pops out for some reason.
I think because the S could almost look like an E. Like if you
connect it. No, it just does. We just had this conversation. My brain does that to me all the time.
It makes immediate connections,
like, yeah, and it makes words that aren't there all the time because then I'll read it again and I'll think, damn, what I thought it was really
totally
funny.
Wrong.
And that's not what it said.
Man, another dollar.
Mom had $100, by the way. She has 100.
Are you for real?
I only have 9. But
I'm trying to be good because I'm don't waste the rest of our. This is our profits for the year.
Wow, well.
Shut the fuck up.
I love it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. It's not even okay. So
please,
good.
I don't normally beg for super chats.
but we really need your help, guys. We need your help. This is going to be the last podcast ever.
It's going downhill.
We don't need your fucking stupid ass super fucking chat.
Oh, my God. No, we do. Please. Please.
Please
save me.
Help.
Save me.
Dude, we're gonna, kids in China
need this
shit.
And now we're
going
to have the section of a little... prayer. We're going to pray for forgiveness.
A little bit of prayer. You
it's a little bit of prayer.
I don't know what's going on here.
We need a section of prayer.
Section of prayer.
All right, Salmon Bowl of 420 says, call Noah and Laura Petechip Brian, and you don't have to put the money in the jar. That made no
instead
sense.
Of, maybe instead
wait
of pizza,
second,
what is
a
pizza pita chip or instead of pizza chip.
Oh, pita chip. Oh,
a pizza
chip.
Yeah, pizza chip,
yeah,
too.
Pizza chip.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It's
a pita chip.
You guys are pita chips.
Yeah, you guys are pizza chips.
How about pita chip your ass?
Oh, my God.
My phone
bing,
is
bing,
dead.
Bing, 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 bing.
Your phone's dead.
Before I pull out some topics, we talk out.
So just,
T. Pritchard.
Barney and Albino Rainbows, I got to hear about the plan.
All right, so first off, so the Barney Ball Python, did you know about that, Lori, that we hatched the Barney Ball Python?
We did. Yes,
yeah,
I saw
so
it.
It's certainly not purple.
It was not
as purple
impressive.
No, but it was still cool, and genetically it's cool. I think that if we
it
can get
it was no lavender snow cow.
No, it's not a lavender snow cow. You're 100% right with that. But I think that if we get that into, say, like black pastel...
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
with
yeah.
the camo, it's going to be really, really special. You know, mahogany, maybe.
Did you think about throwing a banana on it?
Well, it is a banana.
Oh, okay.
Dun,
it's a banana. It's a banana super. It's a banana camo, which is super chocolate pinstripe.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think of which bananas are the most purple.
Well, I think the black pastels and cinnies are the way to go, but black pastel probably better than that. But now we have a super that we can do. Now we could take the banana camo and breed it to, say, a black pastel, and we can get all. You know, we could get banana. We could get a first generation without the super.
What you're doing right now is you're playing the Kevin game.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to find out how many genes does it take
to make it purple.
To make this, and you don't even know what it is anymore because there's so many genes.
Well, just the craziest thing was that it literally, Jay, what? It was like 60-something eggs.
At least,
something crazy
it's
like
a
that
lot.
Before. It should have been like a 1 in 8 odds, and we had like 60-something eggs before we hit the Barney Ball.
That sounds right for us.
Yeah.
Because we've never had good odds.
Long odds.
When it comes
then, then the albino rainbow boas are just
something cool.
I think that. You know, there's certain projects and snakes that get overlooked. You know what I mean? Like,
because those have been around for a little bit, right?
They've been around.
Cool, yeah.
And I think that people just have, like, not. It's like the Mexican Black Kings, right? They're $40 for 30 years, and now all of a sudden they're $300.
Stuff just comes and goes. It just depends.
Trending.
See, I'm not going to rain on your parade, but I'm not an albino person.
Really?
So to me, a lot of your darker, did like you Xanthics and stuff like that catch my eye more.
Oh, you didn't see the ones I just got.
And I know it's just a matter of preference, and that's what I tell people.
Yeah, but
so
you
got
see the,
yeah, you got like a T-positive.
Yeah, that'll
something.
Be in a vlog in the next
so
couple days.
I haven't seen that, no. So,
I think you might like those
but
better.
But those albinos I tend to like more because they have more contrast.
Yeah, purple. They have purple in them and stuff like that.
I agree. I'm not as big into albinos, but the mangroves and those albino boas are wild, man.
Yeah, I think they're really cool. So anyways, my point is I think that I just want to cultivate that market of rainbow boas, in particular Colombians, because you know everyone loves Brazilians, which rightfully so, they're awesome. But the Colombians are really an easier animal to work with when it comes to breeding
they
and
are.
Everything else.
And
you know
they're so they're so friendly, right, Noah? Like remember when you helped out
really
and
friendly.
And like if people look back in the vlogs.
Yeah, he's screaming.
How old am I? I'm trying to think. What time are you thinking?
This was actually not that long ago. This was in the last couple years.
Oh, okay, so it's vlog, not snake.
Yes, it was vlog.
Okay.
Because they were biting the shit out of you. And you were just, you were just like.
Yeah, do we have a money for you?
I wish we did right now.
We totally need
money. I will
get
you by next week. We got you, bro.
Yeah, I think I remember doing like
and you were just
challenge.
Like, and you were even like, these are great pets, like, as you were doing it. Because they are, like, some
you're
things
right.
are just born insane, but they grow out of
it
rather
of it.
Quickly.
Yeah, our adults
carpet
are pretty
pythons,
good.
Burmese pythons, like, a lot of stuff are just born, because that's how they survive.
And interestingly enough, retics are typically born tame and then get mean as they get older.
That I don't
agree
with.
That.
No.
No, it is true.
No.
Most
remember
retics.
The tooth that I had in my arm
for
but
that wasn't
year?
A baby.
Yeah, it was.
Was it a baby?
Yeah, it was.
Lucy babies were all tame. They were super tame.
Yeah,
this is from the guy
angrier.
Who didn't take care of them.
No, but I sexed
some
them
of
all
them were pretty
and put them in the tubs.
There was a lot of, though. That was a cool year.
Yeah, that was a cool
year. Or like that clutch
it
was
wasn't.
Cool.
Yeah, it was like 42 eggs.
Yeah, it was like a lot.
That was crazy. We need to breed retics again. I was only thinking, all right, well, listen, I was thinking about breeding Night Fury to Butterscotch.
No.
Why?
Hell no.
Why would you breed Butterscotch?
Hell
because
it's not even that pretty.
Well, okay,
number
slow
one.
Down.
You're talking.
You're almost out of money.
No, she's
you're not
borrowing 50 bombs right here.
You're not spending my money.
Oh, I will. It's our money.
So why would you not want to breed that? I mean, I think that Night Fury, because it's a reproducible thing. It's not allelic. So if we bred Night Fury to Butterscotch, we could produce some all-black snakes.
Butterscotch is insane. That stuff passes on. We don't need babies with that temperament. Now, if you told me him to a Perdita,
well, the
that
reason
might
I can't
make
breed,
more
yeah,
sense.
But the reason I can't breed Perdita is twofold. Number one, I don't want anything to ever happen to Perdita. Number two, if she was gravid, she couldn't be held. And then you'd be months without people holding Perdita, which is one of our most popular snakes.
So that's why we should just protect all
of
the animals we have.
Well, that's why it's perfect with Butterscotch because no one handles Butterscotch.
No, it's not perfect.
It is perfect.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Let me know in the comments if you guys want me to.
I don't give a shit if people want it or not.
A dollar.
And guess what? Somebody's going to buy a pregnant retic. Oh, how about that?
Oh, my goodness. We've got Quinn now. Quinn loves that stuff, man. He loves it.
Yeah, well, guess what? I can control Quinn. He's easy.
Yeah, no, you can.
I could snap him like a twig.
You can snap most people like a twig. A lot of people, most of the
what
first
do we got,
things,
stud muffin?
Like, people say to me, like,
some of the most we
stuff,
are, how you doing?
Some of the first things people say to me when they're conversating with me is like, oh man, your mom's so strong.
Oh, get this. I didn't tell you this, Lori. I completely forgot. I had a tour the other day, I think it was like last weekend. It was like maybe 6 or 7 people, like all kids. Well, there was like adults, and then the rest of the kids were like mid-teens, 14 to 16, say something like that. And like we're like 45 minutes into the tour, and Lori walks in, and I hear one of them go, "That's the one that I think is mean."
Oh, yes!
I swear to God, he didn't think I heard him, but I heard him as you're walking. That's the one that
and
I think
what?
Is mean.
I love that.
That's so fun.
That means I'm doing it right.
That's pretty fun. All right, Stud Muffin.
I
can give out shouts to my kids who saw you
for the 2-hour private tour. Caleb, Nick, Joe, Kaylee,
and Zoe. Oh, are these the kids that thought I was mean?
Oh my God! I swear to gosh, I hate to say this, but I think it might be them.
No, was it?
I think it might be them.
Are you for
that
real?
I swear. So
it's a 2-hour tour. The 2-hour tour.
I swear to God. No I think way. It was. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Blew up your spot.
I swear to God.
Oh,
well, I know all of their names now.
I don't know which,
so which
one of them,
one
but I am
it?
99.9%
okay.
sure.
I am mean. It's okay.
But that is too freaking funny,
dude,
man.
Are you for real, though?
I swear to gosh.
The 2-hour tour.
It was a 2-hour tour, and one of the kids was
there.
He
had that many, yeah. That's
so crazy.
They were great. We had a great time with them. They were super fun, and it was a good 2-hour tour. I mean,
oh, it was great.
For San Francisco, we had a great time. Great. But yeah, sorry.
honestly, that couldn't have happened any better, no. though.
That was almost impossible that was.
So shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys. You guys are always welcome back.
Max says, you do so much to make today awesome. Jay, you're a talented and creative filmmaker, clearly a good friend and good son, and a good role model to all of us. Thank you so much. That's sweet.
Yeah, gosh, man. That's so Mac, nice, Jay. Did you actually do that?
I actually wrote it.
It's like Brian Potter.
You should get paid more. You need time off. No, dude.
It was like Brian Potter. That's my cousin.
Dude, yeah, what? Dude, he's so funny.
We still don't know if it was his cousin or
not. It wasn't.
Yeah, they claim
cousin.
It wasn't, but
it's
I don't know.
Honestly, like, he's so funny, dude.
Potter's great.
Erica says, a little extra for Lori and Noah's swear.
Hey,
well,
I'll say fuck yeah to that.
You're the best.
Erica, can you send that in singles, please?
Jessica says, hey, Reptile fam, we visited the Reptarium early March for my best friend's birthday, and we ended up leaving with the No White Pied and the Amoretti.
I remember that, too. I remember this. This was before the expansion, though.
Yeah.
So you have to come back.
Mean a no white pie?
It was like a low white pie. It was like, very little white on it.
Really wacky pattern. They're actually really cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, some people like the low whites better.
Oh, the pattern's wild on it, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people, like Kelsey, that's all she ever wanted to keep was the low white pied ones, you know? And so, I mean, I think they're all cool, and I remember. But I remember, you have to come back and hang out with us, see the new place, man.
Oh, my God, you'll
love it. Of course, Let Roses Burn. I think last week I got mad at her because she said something like she loved Lori or something like that. But yeah, I wasn't mad at you. I promise you.
She says, I got you, Brian. Funny story. All night yesterday, I was so bummed because I was trying to figure out why you didn't do the podcast. Then I woke up and realized today is Wednesday.
I
feel you because I do that stuff all the time. I can't keep these days straight.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. Yeah. I still have your action figure right behind us. When we do the new podcast room, we're going to be able to put a lot of like
trinkets and stuff,
and that will be one of the things that goes out
for sure.
Yeah, can it be somewhere where I can like
throw knives at it?
Dart.
You read my mind.
Dart board.
We'll get a Nerf gun with the sticky.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It goes right on the forehead.
We have a whole thing of them down in the basement.
I have a bunch in my car right now, bro. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, speaking of, let me tell a story.
Okay.
So I come home, you know, like, so our nephew's in town.
Okay.
And of course, it was driving Lori crazy because every time she comes home, Noah and Chaveo have like cars, they're pulling shit out of the basement.
Yeah, the garage,
they got games everywhere and stuff. So they actually, they had some paintball guns.
Oh no!
And Noah was going to do some artwork. Yeah. You know, so he was going to do some stuff, and he wanted to shoot.
So they're, you know, I
give Noah a lot of credit. He went to the store, bought himself a little nitro tank for the guns, because I have like three like auto paintball guns from way back
nice.
In the day.
Back in the day, we used to do that a lot.
I used to go out to paintball in the woods and stuff like that. It was cool. So anyway, I get home, and they're like, we can't get this to work. So I'm like looking at it. I'm like, I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense.
Noah just bought the new tank.
Brand new tank.
$30.
$30. I'm like, I don't know. It should work. I tried on all three guns. It's not working. I'm like, I don't know. I just give up. So a couple days later, I think it's going to take the tank back.
Yeah.
And there's a cap on the top of it that says, must fill before use.
Oh,
so it's an empty tank of gas.
Yeah. Why the fuck are $30 tanks empty?
There you go. There you go.
Why are they empty?
Oh, no. No take backsies, dude.
Why are they empty, though? You know what I mean?
I don't know. It doesn't
make
any sense.
Why did I buy
sense.
A $30 tank with nothing
it
in
should
it?
Be full first. Or like they
I wonder,
it's
I
like
wonder
a propane
if it's a,
tank. You don't go and get
empty
one
ones.
From an empty, a empty one from
I know,
a gas station.
For $30.
You're paying them for the gas.
I wonder if you could have filled it up there for free that one time, though.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Probably, but guess what? The lady that sold it to
me. How about a sticker saying
that?
That
should be it.
Well, it did say right on the
ask me to fill this
drink. Yeah.
Who's surprised? I went to Walmart, dude. Freaking Walmart.
Yeah.
Because guess
you're
what?
You're lucky if you even got
I helped. Never want to get sponsored by Walmart anyways because they're so trash.
Yeah.
But so I can talk crap about them because I don't even want their sponsorship
anyways.
Oh,
I'll talk crap too. They wouldn't
Walmart,
let me buy two packs of toilet paper. I need one for home and work, and they still would only buy one. I mean, the whole shelf's full, people. Walmart. I'm not trying to sell one pack of toilet paper. Calm the fuck down.
If we're talking trash, I want to talk trash about Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, okay.
Give them the dirt.
Oh yeah, hit me with that.
Give them the dirt.
Listen, that was the last time.
That was it, man.
But you know what?
You know, we went.
I will go sit at the bar.
But there, you can't even sit at the bar. It's not allowed. You can't sit at the bar. There's no bar there. That's social distancing.
But we went
in early COVID days when it was shelter, you know, curbside only.
And literally, it never worked out.
We ended up canceling our order before
this.
And so we're like, we're done. So now they're 50% occupancy. They're open. We're like, well, let's give this another shot.
You've had how many months to get your shit together?
Yeah, we figured by now they're in good shape, and it's been months. So we go there, and this is actually even crazier. So we go there, we order online, we go there. We walk in to get our food. You can't walk in to get food. You got to go to the parking lot.
Nobody tells us this.
No one says we walk.
We're standing at the desk.
Yeah, we're
for
at the
like
carryout
literally
desk.
5-10 minutes. I try calling the number. I'm like, hello. Nobody's coming out. You walk over to the.
I walk over to the greeters and they tell us, oh, you got to go out in the parking lot. But this is the
you
interesting
saw us
thing.
Walk in and stand here like idiots.
But this is the interesting thing. So there's like a little shed with two people in it, and you drive over there, and they ask you about your order, or you order your food. In our case, we already had done. They said, oh, yeah, it's ready. Well, one of the two recognizes me from the vlog.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, hey, so you got some animals with you, blah, 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 blah. And so whatever. So they go park in slot 5, and we'll bring your food over. Like 20 minutes goes by.
Oh, we're sitting there. Again, I'm trying to call on the thing. I'm like, she said the fucking food is ready. Like, why are we sitting here? Nobody is bringing this food out. I get out of my car. I walk over to the shed. I'm like, hello. I thought you said my food was ready. What's the name? I tell them the name, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's ready. Where are you at? I'm like, I'm in 5 where you told me to park. Yeah. What's going on? And the guy's like, oh, sorry. We forgot to tell them you were here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? Like it was supposed to be ready at 5:45. This is 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
No.
Yeah. We're there for 45 minutes.
How cold is my food now?
Yeah. Like,
very
cold.
So I'm done with Texas Roadhouse forever.
We're done.
And if anyone knows corporate Texas Roadhouse, you can send us some gift cards because
we'll never use it.
No, I'm going to give them to homeless people.
Actually, that's true. If they're good on
put them in a swear jar.
Drinks,
give them to kids.
I will use them on the sangria margaritas. But this is the thing. I will say, I love their steaks. Like, you know what I mean? Their food is awesome.
Yeah, it's just a bummer. Like they just can't
get together.
Oh, there you go. They just can't seem to get it together, which is bizarre. I mean, now we're four and a half months into this. You would think they'd have it together.
We went to Longhorn.
Yeah, it was like that, like easy. Boom.
I pulled up.
Outback was great.
They were out there right at the car. Like it's not that hard.
Yeah, Outback was great.
What are you not doing right? Like, come on.
Too much.
Yeah, just losing. I mean, maybe it's just that one location.
It's most likely just that one.
But man, they are really so mismanaged. Really mismanaged.
Yep. It sucks for Texas Roadhouse.
All right, Bella.
Bella says, love you guys. Can't wait to be out there.
I can't wait, too. You can meet our Bella.
Bella. And
Solis,
he's back, says, happy B-Day. You're an epic rock star. Love you all.
Appreciate
it. Hey, Solis.
You're an epic rock star.
I hope you're good at Portland.
And then, what's her name? Jaldina?
Jaladene
says, we were trying to go see you guys for my son's wish from Make-A-Wish. However, he is now too sick to travel. Hopefully one day.
Listen, reach out to us and at least let us send you a bunch of stuff, all right? So reach out to us and we'll send you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and obviously best wishes and hopefully he gets better.
Yeah, we did.
Very soon.
Yeah, we did. We did a Make-A-Wish once and it was a tough thing.
I remember that actually.
Yeah,
yeah. She was terminally ill.
Yeah, and she passed away about a year and a half. We stayed in touch with the family. I went to the funeral and everything, and it was really really tough. I got to know her a bit over about a year and a half. She lived about an hour and a half away from here in Flint, and it was interesting because we took a limo down to Columbus, Ohio, to the Columbus Zoo. And got to meet a bunch of cool animals like cheetahs and clouded leopards and snow leopards and penguins, and she got to play with them and the parents were so grateful because her entire life had only gotten into a car to go to a doctor. You know, so she like got in this car and she, you know, all of a sudden there's this at the end of the rainbow, there's this beautiful day.
Not just a
like, you know,
visit, yeah.
And so it's wow. But unfortunately, you know, we ended up doing a few other things, you know, over the next year and a half together.
Yeah, that was you and Chewy.
Yeah, and and then, you know, she suddenly passed a couple years ago, and it was a tough thing. So Make-A-Wish is we should donate this to Make-A-Wish. There you go, bang. I think that's a great deal.
There
Let's
you go. Wow,
to
that
make
worked
a wish.
Out perfect.
Yeah, because it's a great organization. And but seriously, reach out to us. We will we'll hook you up with a bunch of cool swag. And I can only pray that you'll be able to get up and see us in the very near future.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. The worst. But good.
Oh, yeah.
Was that that's it
one?
For right now?
That's
yeah.
it for the Super Chats. All right, well, we're still down about $600 in swear jars.
It's been 35 minutes. Look at the swear
jars.
Dude,
it's only been 35?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It feels like an hour and
a
half.
It does. Dang, okay. So
obviously, we don't have a guest this week, obviously. Potter was great last week.
Oh, it was awesome.
It's a really difficult thing right now. You know, like, we want to have in-studio guests, but we also want to be safe. And so travel is like some of the people that want to come up and we want to come up are in areas that I don't know that I want them to come up from, right? Florida,
yeah.
Texas, you know, some places like that. So I think that we'll have some, as a matter of fact, I think, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be on a Saturday, not on a Wednesday. We have, minister that
demonologist,
does,
right?
Yeah, does like a demonologist that does
on,
exorcism.
On what day?
It's on a Saturday night.
Yeah. It's
not my podcast, but it's on a Saturday.
No, it's the next weekend, the 15th or something like that. Yeah. So probably just you don't have to be involved because I know that you probably wouldn't want to be.
I just make sure you didn't plan on our plans.
So it's going to be cool, though, because we're going to be able to, like, ask this guy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be here for the demonologist.
You're missing out.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Can you have him bring footage and stuff? Like, can you text him?
I'll ask him if he's got any, like, yeah, like, that would be great if he has something. Because he said he's been doing exorcism for, like, 20-something years.
The demon spirits at home. We
yeah, that would be good.
Here.
Yeah, no, we have plenty.
Well, we can play with one or two.
No,
just
we're
a
gonna,
couple.
Noah's going to bring the Ouija board. He's just going to be like, let's go.
What was it? The one person from the tour said they wanted to bring you some kind of the heck was it?
Crystal or something like that?
Pendulum.
Oh, a pendulum.
Was it a pendulum?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a crystal pendulum. Yeah, something, I think that's what they said, yeah.
They were saying that you can, like, just talk to the other
side. I'm like, that's just what he needs. No, thanks.
So I've been going to a an energy person.
Speaking of
crystals. Yeah, and it's interesting the energy thing, right? You know, I mean, it's you know, I know it's weird, but I think it's cool, you know. And but
what's she saying?
You know, she just
enlighten us,
please.
No, she's just, you know, like she talks about like releasing energy that is like negative in your life, this and that. And what's really weird is that when she will sometimes do, like, she'll like touch parts of your head and like be like,
"Wait, does she touch you?"
Oh,
show, which head?
Show me on the doll.
Show me on the doll. Oh, oh shit.
Noah, get up here now. I'll like do your head.
No, we got the Brian doll. I can show you.
Yeah.
Just grab the doll real quick.
Show us exactly how she touches
you. Well, maybe it's. Listen, I think it's interesting. You know, there's like certain pressure points on your head and stuff like that. And she, but then she'll talk about like releasing energy. And sometimes you feel things like pulsations like go out of you.
Interesting.
No, dang, I tell you, this is going the wrong way.
Yeah, dude, it just sounds so bad out of context, you know?
Yeah.
It just starts pulsing and then this energy comes out. It's crazy. I can't believe it's so much energy.
All of my negative energy is
what the? What kind of energy?
How much do you pay?
It's 150. She meets me in my truck. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's 50 for a half hour or 150 for an hour.
Damn, she's upcharge. The upcharge on that one.
I don't know what it is.
All right, we're going to have to look at some of the stuff you're doing.
Top shelf coach right there.
Yeah, and that'll be the last session I'm having.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn straight.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Well, wow.
But anyway.
Next topic.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check her out.
She comes highly recommended.
I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
10th visit's free. I got a school punch card. Hell yeah.
Punch card.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
All right. Let's go.
Python.
Pack Python says, does selling affordable ball pythons work well for you because of your followers? Do you recommend it in other to other breeders? Already have followers wanting pets from me and considering a similar path. Much love.
Yeah, so listen, I think it can work extremely well. I mean, certainly, you know, we have a good outreach. You know, I mean, we have a large outreach, and that helps us a lot. Obviously, I'm not going to lie to you about that. But this is the point, is that anything under several hundred dollars, you know, I don't know what the price point is for you, Laura. I think $1,000 is maybe the top end. You know, people will buy that as a pet. You know, certainly the more $300 to $500, right. $200 to $500 is going to be more. But yes. My point is that up to $1,000, people will buy like a really cool, like, well, I just want that because I love it. They don't care about breeding it or
exactly.
genetics.
Right. Wait a second. Right now is during stimulus time. Yes.
The stimmy.
Yeah, yeah. The stimmy.
You can buy more expensive pets.
Yeah. And but I think that the business model works better for two reasons for me and for us personally, and that's because. You know, when you're starting to breed snakes as an investment, I've said, and this is I've said this many times. Some people hate that I say this, but I'm just being completely honest. To me, it's a very broken system. And what I mean by that, I know you spent a lot of money tonight. what I mean by that is that this
$100.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She swore over almost $120.
I don't think that's right. You took some of my money.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You had a whole paper clip yourself.
Oh my goodness. That had to be 25.
Let's rewind the footage.
So my point is that, you know, and we did this, so I'm not like looking at people and saying you're bad for doing this. I mean, we most of our career we were doing this. But it would be like you would come to me and say, "Brian, I've got $25,000 and I want to be a breeder." Okay. I would then sell you my project and teach you how to compete with me. And 2 years from now, you were taking my business away from me. That's a flawed business plan.
Yeah,
don't
is.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
the other
well,
thing.
Well, this is the thing mm-hmm. is, it didn't start as a business.
Well, it
back
didn't
in the
for
day,
us, but.
It was,
yeah.
Well, it was a but hobby, it, right?
Right, but.
And then it,
right.
as it was kind evolved. Of evolving,
right.
that was just how it had to evolve.
Right, no, well,
I
but,
you
know. I understand that, but I just think that we were part of that evolution.
Yeah.
And we were part of the problem, and it's a pyramid scheme. It really is a pyramid scheme.
Well, of course
scheme.
It is,
The
yeah.
guys on the top make the money, the guys on the bottom don't make the money.
Which,
so,
I mean, hey, guess what? Yeah. Pyramid schemes are around. They
no,
always
and I'm not
will
saying
be.
It's like an illegal pyramid
not,
scheme
no.
or something. I'm
but
just saying
that. But
you just
have to
you know,
realize when you're getting into something like
right,
that.
Right, but most people that are getting in don't realize, and that's why we stopped. Is I saw too many people getting hurt. I got yeah. saw too many people mortgaging mm-hmm. their house and spending money and then losing yeah. it all, and it just wasn't good for me anymore. The other thing you've got to remember, Pack, is that you know, if you're talking about investment animal people. Let's say there's 100,000 people in this country that would like to buy an investment ball python or an investment any snake for that matter that wants to invest in turn this into a business. I would say 100,000 is a generous number,
sure.
considering that USARC, the you know United States Association for Reptiles Keepers, has like less than 30,000 members.
Yeah, yeah
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say 100,000 people would actually want to go to Tinley Park and buy an investment quality animal. Do you want to market your business to that 100,000, or do you want to market to the 12 to 15 million people that are reptile keepers in the United States?
12 to 15 million.
Right. Yeah, market to the 12 to 15 million, and you're not selling them on something that is going to eventually, you know, be your competition either.
You're not now, selling people, them an investment, you're selling
yeah,
them a pet.
Yeah, you're selling them an animal. And we don't, so when people call us now at BHB and say, like, I want to make this, as a matter of fact, yesterday, you remember Big D, Damien?
Yeah.
Down to Columbus,
yeah.
He messaged me yesterday, and he was like, I hadn't talked to him in like 2 years, you know, and he was like out of the game, and he messaged me yesterday like, hey dude, what's going on? He's like, I've got some money burning a hole in my pocket, I want to invest. I literally responded, well, if you're looking for investment animals, I no longer do that. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't sell investment animals. I said, I've got some cool stuff. I said, you're more than welcome to look on our website, but I don't sell investment animals. He's like, wow, I can't even believe I hear you say that. And so I kind of explained just what I just explained there. And he was kind of blown away, you know? So my point is, Pac, is that if you market yourself to the pet trade, there's a much larger audience, and that you're not going to run out of people. Because the thing I think with the reptile trade, I was talking with Kevin McCurley about this not too long ago, is that now, not so much, you know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was so much money, it wasn't ridiculous. I mean, you go to Daytona or Orlando, and there was, you know, 50 people walking around spending tens of thousands of dollars. But I think Brian Potter said it good when he was here last week. He said, you know, there might be $3 million spent at Tinley, but it's really, $50,000 that just keeps getting spent over and over and over again. You spend 10 and I spend 10 and then you spend it. So the $10,000 just goes round and round and round.
I got a question for you then. So what are your thoughts then? Because so like we just produced the first ever of whatever that something clown was. That's a beautiful whatever animal. Yeah. Again, not a pet animal.
No, it's not.
So like, what's the thoughts on producing that? Because, and not that I'm against it, because obviously there's nothing cooler than producing a one of a kind, the first ever and stuff like that. But then, so what are your thoughts and where does that fit in us?
Well, it fits. I think where it fits is that 3 years from now, we're going to be pumping those guys out for $600 a piece, and people are going to be buying them like crazy because it's a beautiful snake.
Oh, no, I have no doubt.
And that's my thought. Right now, I could sell that for probably $3,500 or $5,000, but that's not what I want to do. Right. I'd rather keep it and produce it for $500 or $600, where people are like, oh my God, I can buy that Enchi Mojave banana clown for $600.
Crazy.
And you can produce as many as you want. And you're going to sell every single one of them.
So we'll see, and that's perfect. And there you go to
pack.
Like, you know what I mean? So you can kind of have both if that's your mentality.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, like, you know me, like, I am most, like, screw that. I don't want to do any of that stuff from the whole, I just don't want to be in that game.
In my pocket.
Well, it's probably pocket in your pocket.
What cage is that supposed to be on?
So I was sitting down. I'm like, something feels like it's in my butt.
Where's the energy therapist?
I'm going to clip that.
So anyways, there you go, Pack. You got your money. You got your money's worth on that. That was
that's some good tip. That's a pro tip.
Yeah.
R&E Reptiles just threw $2 for love. So thank you.
Hey, thanks, R&E.
Love, thank you.
And Amber. Then Amber comes in and says, happy birthday. It's my birthday as well. Happy birthday, Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Love all of you, Lori.
Cutie pie.
Lori, you're my Shiro. Never heard
Shiro,
that.
That's awesome. I like
that. Can't wait to see you guys. I've never heard Shiro.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Maybe it's like a metaphor for superhero or something. Or maybe
it's like
She-Hero.
She-Hero.
Wow.
It's all that Bali music in your head, dude.
Shiro.
That's a great term. I'm going to use
that's
that.
Sexist. Yeah.
Are you? Are you going to be a Shiro?
He is, dude.
Well, listen, I don't see gender. I don't know why I said that. Yeah. It's all the same.
You say this stupid
shit. I just close my eyes and go down there.
What? My energy coach says not to.
Yeah, next topic.
I love it.
We're not talking about this energy coach anymore.
No, she's a nice woman.
So
she's going to come with her daughter. She's going to come with her daughter.
Who's going to front me?
Dude, you gotta make one of these clips has to be every swear entering the swear jar, dude.
No. But she's gonna come to the
I'd love to meet
her. Is she?
Yeah, she is. Her daughter. Yeah, her daughter watched a couple of our videos. I don't think that she knew us before this, but she was like, "Oh, a YouTuber," and her daughter's maybe like 13-ish or so, something like that.
Yeah,
12, 13, 14. I don't even know. But anyways, point is that she's like, "Do you mind if we come?" And I said, "Sure, that'd be great."
I think that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. Welcome into my world, right?
Welcome one, welcome all. Yeah.
Who else was going to come? Andrew was going to come to the Reptarium today, but I just didn't have time.
You blew him off.
I blew him off.
Yeah.
He's one of our trainers.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude, he's getting jacked.
Is he?
Yeah, either that or he's just working out with his shirt off more.
I think there's a little Palumboism going on there.
Oh, God.
So for those of you guys that don't know about Palumbo, it's when you get a little extension of your stomach from steroids.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And it's our good
friend. Calling it out, dude?
No, I'm not saying, I mean,
he's got the HGH, dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm about to get some fucking Palumboism going.
Excuse me.
God almighty. I only got $2 left.
Like, all right, we're gonna have to be bummed
after,
off of him.
After I run out of dollars, you have to drop a.
You gotta borrow from the jar, and then you gotta put $2
blood?
In there.
Yeah, you have to prick your finger.
No, you're
I'll go get a knife.
Bleed on the money.
Well, that could have been a swear word.
Oh, we're gonna have to get some post-its.
Yeah, prick. It just depends on context. It depends on context.
Prick your finger,
Natasha.
It depends on context.
Not like you with your energy.
Yeah, stops. Freaking energy coach.
The pulsing.
it's pulsing.
The negative energy is pulsating out of my head.
It's pulsing.
So I can feel it coming out of my head.
Look at all this energy. Pulsating. I like that. That's a funny, dude. That's funny.
You wouldn't understand
it's
unless
hilarious.
You felt it.
It's hilarious.
Of course.
You know
of
what?
Course.
I'm going to have Jay go with you next week.
No, yeah, man. You can't come with me.
Can you film
she
that?
She said it's from COVID.
It's
I can't have anybody else in there.
It's going to be on the vlog for all
it's
going to
be on the OnlyFans.
You got to pay extra for that. Wait. Oh, no. That's an Instagram thing. What? You got to make the extra thing. Yeah.
Speaking of Instagram, that Reels is going to really affect TikTok. Do you guys hear about this?
No.
You're speaking a different language.
So
what the heck?
Instagram is about to launch, I think, like this week or next week. It's called Reels, and it's exactly like TikTok, but on Instagram.
Why?
Because they did the Insta story. Yeah, it's just like Insta story killed Snapchat. Didn't kill it, but it hurt Snapchat.
Or the videos.
I feel like a lot of people are still out there snapping.
And that's a reason why.
Yeah, people still snap.
And that's what keeps Instagram relevant.
Yep.
Is that they keep jocking
people's stuff. Yeah,
you're right.
No, and it's smart too.
And I guess YouTube also is releasing a similar thing to TikTok as well.
So now that's where it's going to get funny because obviously they just released stories not too long
ago. Yeah, it just didn't work. I just think YouTube, it doesn't work.
I don't know if you guys use as much YouTube as I, but
I use a
tremendous amount.
It's all I watch.
I use it on both platforms, on the phone and on the computer, which are actually very different.
Much different.
And if you don't use both, then you're
missing
out.
I think they're supposed to be changing some things on that.
There's this feature that they released a few months back now where they now promote a new category of videos, short videos.
Oh, interesting.
And I mean, they're literally like, and I see it on my phone when you just scroll, and then all of a sudden,
TikTok.
All of a sudden they'll just roll out a horizontal because, like, you know, you're scrolling vertically, and then they'll throw out a horizontal bar with a tab that says short videos. And I mean, there's probably 25, or so.
I think you told me about
that. Videos that are like 15 seconds, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, where I wonder
what platform?
This is YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a TikTok competitor
as
well, right?
Only on mobile, though.
But I just saw that YouTube, I just saw a release saying that YouTube, one of my managers sends, you know, that's how I knew Reels was coming out, and there's several other things.
I heard about that.
But YouTube is doing something that is going to make the mobile and tablet more similar.
Huh.
So there's like a new release
mobile
that they're
doing. Tablet?
Or mobile
or you
phone
mean computer?
Yeah, desktop and mobile, more
similar.
Oh, desktop.
Tablet is
okay.
Different than a desktop.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so they can't. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, it doesn't make they're going to just try to do the best I think they can.
I think they should leave it, or at least, like, not necessarily leave it the way it is, but why? It's different, you know? Like, when you have a screen, a monitor, you can see 20 thumbnails on your screen, but you don't want to see 20 thumbnails on your phone screen.
You can't. Right,
you want
to
see three
big
ones.
Or if they did, they'd be so little you wouldn't be able to see them, believe me.
They might make the one on the desktop more similar to the cell phone then, maybe.
Yeah, and that might be
maybe
bigger,
rolling that out. I've been noticing that on my computer, both on the Mac and
Larger
PC.
Thumbnails.
Yeah, larger thumbnails.
I've seen that.
Which is great. I mean,
I agree.
I'm in it. Obviously, you have less of a chance to show up on the related because there's less.
I don't
know.
But
if your thumbnail's big.
The other thing interesting they're rolling out is and I don't know where it's going to be, but I don't think it's just to creators. I think it might be like part of the platform. Something like what other people watch that watched that video.
Huh.
So like the 20 videos that are the most popular 20 videos that other people watch
one.
Do I sometimes?
Yeah,
I mean
that one
I mean it hasn't rolled out yet, but sometimes I click.
So is that
kind of
like if like on Amazon people that bought this also bought?
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing. Listen, like that doesn't get me because I see that and I'm like I don't give a shit.
They have
somebody else has bought or somebody else has looked at. Like
dollar.
You think that interests me because some dumbass $2?
You're about out of money. Does she have to leave the podcast?
No, she has to borrow from the jar.
Oh, when you're done, you have to leave the podcast.
She's like, bing, bing, bing.
Exactly. I would have just cussed out the whole first 2 seconds.
Well,
and
that's
been
how
out.
We gotcha.
So what are you saying?
I don't remember. Can we talk? What were the few
we were talking
words
about
before?
The related videos.
Yeah. Oh, so they already have that algorithm. They're just using it, utilizing it a different way.
Yeah, in a different way, right.
Because when you're scrolling on mobile again, I don't think you really see this on PC and or Mac. When you're scrolling on your phone, there's a little bar that pops up underneath the thumbnail sometimes that say, for example, Brian Barczyk viewers watch this channel as well. It will literally
say I've seen that too.
So
they're
using that. That's like the same exact similar. Well, not same exact. Similar algorithm. Just using it in a different way, which
they're just
going to
roll it out more.
Don't know if I agree with, because I think that YouTube, it should be more personalized rather than generalized.
Well, YouTube is all about, and coming from a family that, you know, is supported on YouTube, you know, we have to understand that it's a platform that they're all about how many minutes could they keep people on that platform. And it's one of those things that even if it's detrimental to you as a creator, but it keeps, let's say, I mean, it's so simple. I remember one of my managers telling me this, where it's like, if the average viewer stays on for 30 seconds longer from an algorithmic change, even if that algorithmic change hurts the creators, they will make it. You know, because remember back in the day, if you watch my video, chances are everything on the sidebar was going to be my videos.
Yep.
You know, now, you know, if there's 20 videos, there might be 5 of my videos, and the rest are everyone else's videos, because they're, and as a matter of fact, they had said that you would think, like, if someone was watching a snake video, it would all be related to snakes, but they found that people would stay on the platform if you did something radically different. Let's say you snakes. Now, with their algorithm, they'd say, well, snake people also like to watch about shipwrecks. And then they would, like, you know, or whatever.
True,
you know,
though,
what
it's
I mean?
Really true.
And then all of a sudden they would, like, serve you up a shipwreck video. Yeah. You know, because it would keep people on the platform longer than watching 15 snake things.
Well, it's almost like that change of perspective. Like, you know, when you have a long clip, you cut different things because you're keeping that person's attention, because if they watch snakes for 30, 40 minutes, they're going to just
they
be like, all right, I'm going to go do something else.
You got to serve up something different.
But you put shipwrecks on, they're like, whoa, I'm indulged, you know, all that.
Speaking of which, I went down the rabbit hole, and this won't surprise you. No, I've done it a million times, but this won't surprise you. I went down the rabbit hole of ships crossing the Drake Passage.
Oh, God.
What's the Drake
Passage? The Drake Passage is the passage from Argentina to Antarctica. It's the roughest seas on the planet. And I watched like 4 hours of like ships crossing the Drake Passage.
Mister, I've been working all day. I just watched 4 hours of ships trying to cross the passage.
4 hours.
And I'm like, what? I'm working.
Yeah, it was a tough day there.
I'm so stressed.
These ships are really stressed.
People are dying like you wouldn't believe.
I just want to let you know I will never cross the Drake Passage.
We know.
We knew that.
Jay, can you pull up? Can you pull it up? Pull up just one video.
We're not going down a four-hour rabbit hole.
Drake Passage.
Did you like that search, Dr. Fossey first pitch?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was terrible, by the way.
Pull up a video that's not, like, I mean, that doesn't have a gazillion views so we don't get copyrighted.
Yeah. Give me a second. You keep talking. I'll look for it.
Okay, cool.
Because,
I mean, it's crazy.
We can talk about Dr. Fossey's first pitch for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that? Dr. Fossey's
first
pitch?
He flattened the curve. He finally flattened the curve.
It curved to the left.
No, he curved that motherfucker like crazy. Yeah. Like,
did I slip one up at you?
I don't think you did. Okay, cool. I think you were all right.
Like, that was the craziest curve I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I literally just dropped.
What reality of rowboating Drake's passage? Joe Rogan had someone on that rowboated Drake's passage.
I know he did.
And then what are you crying about? They did it in a rowboat.
You rowed it and you won't hop on a crab boat?
Exactly.
I'll go deep sea.
All right, here
deep
we go.
Deep feet fishing.
I'm going to go deep feet sniffing.
Deep feet sniffing, dude.
Boy, give me them feet. I'm going to sniff just them little piggies.
Right across
just, like,
the
go up to, like, yeah, like right here. Watch this ship. Watch this ship.
But watch this ship right here, dude.
This doesn't look that.
So
this
cute.
Doesn't look that interesting at all.
I'm going to keep it.
Watch this ship.
This is like tame water
right
here.
Yeah, what the hell?
The Drake passages that are crazy. No, that's like, it's like you got to be like.
This looks more like it.
There you go. Caught in a hurricane.
A massive storm passes it. This is what we're talking
about.
They're
doing it.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh.
Look at this.
Wait, you just said they're doing it in a hurricane.
Massive.
Like, you shouldn't be on a boat in a hurricane.
It's always
anywhere.
A hurricane.
It's always a hurricane.
Look at this. Look at this.
That's so
look
nuts.
At that.
That is crazy.
You don't ever want to be in a boat in bad water.
This is a big one. Get this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, look at this right here. Oh, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt.
Massive energy release.
Oh.
All the negative energy.
Just let it release.
All right. Kill that.
You're good.
But I did go down the rabbit hole with that once.
And you watched 4 hours of that? I watched a minute and 30 seconds
and
got bored.
That
born.
Was too much, right?
You watched 4 hours?
Oh, yeah, because he's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Let me see another one. Oh, this is horrible.
Do you remember John Basow, the fitness guy?
Yes, I do.
So his friend, Fran Capo, who is, ironically enough, she owns, like, I don't know. Can you pull up Fran Capo, C-A-P-P-O, fastest talking woman.
Yeah, that's wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I did some videos.
Do you want a video of it?
No, just
a picture?
Yeah, let's just do the images.
Okay.
Because I don't know about the video side. So this is Fran here.
Hi, Fran. She can talk fast.
She's a comedian, and she's also the fastest talking. She's done a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, she read the little pigs at the Titanic down in a submarine, like, for the world record. It was just, like, some crazy. She's wild.
That's cheating.
Right. But she told me that a company wanted her to do something in Antarctica, like, some fast reading in Antarctica, this, like, Mutual Omaha or whatever it is,
Why?
Right? I don't know. But anyways, so she was like, her agent called up and said, hey, would you like to, you know, go down? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So she said she literally, like, flew down to the tip of Argentina, like, the next day, she goes to get on the boat, and they said, do you get seasick? And she's like, well, I really haven't been on too many boats. And they said, well, we're going to go across the Drake Passage. She goes, well, what does that mean? And they go, well, it's pretty heavy waves. So she had no idea.
Oh, that would have been
said,
me.
So,
I don't know.
So this is the thing. And this is the thing. You know who else just told this story was the guy from Stranger Things, the sheriff. He did the Drake Passage just last year. And he talked about the fact that he said, you're in like 50-foot waves. He said, now the problem is that it's 50-foot waves for 48 hours.
Oh, this is a thing. Geez. Again,
so
live your whole life not knowing about it. You'll never do it anyways. Why do you research this stuff?
Well, it's just interesting.
Like, yeah.
What if that was Brian, though? And like, hey, you want to go on the Drake Passage? Now you know. Hell no, dude. I'm
let
good.
Let me tell you, Brian would never do anything without researching
or without a boat.
Without
if it's on a boat, it ain't happening.
50 times. Right.
Right.
So that wouldn't happen anyway.
But so Fran just said, she got on this boat and she said, oh, my God. Oh, she did it. She said, oh, my gosh. She goes, Brian, you literally couldn't get out of your bunk. You had to be strapped in for 2 days.
Oh my God.
She said you couldn't eat, you couldn't drink, you couldn't do anything. She said it was like a roller coaster for 2 days straight.
Oh, a prison roller coaster.
And that's what the sheriff from the Stranger Things, whatever his name is, he said that. He said the thing that you don't understand is, like, you don't get a break. It's not like, oh, can I take 15 minutes to go to sleep? Because you don't sleep because
you
can't sleep.
Why do people do this instead of flying?
I don't know. I mean, I think that there's...
Why would
I don't
you do that on purpose?
I don't think there's very...
fucking pee.
Okay. I don't think that there's very many commercial flights to Antarctica.
There's got to be one, and I'd pay whatever it takes to do it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to
get
there.
But maybe some people think the adventure of going down Drake's Passage is cool. I have no idea.
Well, I can honestly say that, A, it's an adventure I'd never want to experience, mm-hmm. and B, I wouldn't lose any sleep over the fact that one day I might, because I won't.
Yeah.
Like, and I wouldn't take 4 hours for me to realize that. So I don't understand why you watch so much video of it.
It's interesting, bro.
I would see it one time and go, fuck that. And
I'm
then
good.
Click on to the next thing. I'm out.
Here's a dollar. Yeah.
Oh, you did loaning.
You got me.
I got to loan my money out now. Dang. Dude. Let's get some super chats. Make this money back.
Yeah. So Pat, she's a veteran now. She says, hey, guys, just wanted to let you know that I booked another virtual tour.
Holy cow.
Is that number 3 or 4, I think,
so,
right?
So Pat,
what do you want to do?
Yeah,
you want to tour the house?
We'll give you a tour of the
not an option. Shut up.
Tour of the new thing. You'll meet Morgan. She's doing most of the virtual tours now. I'll pop in, Pat, and say hi to
She's
you and hang out with you a little
I
bit. But
I want to say it's for Sunday. I think.
Oh,
I saw
it's this
that.
Sunday. Yeah. I'll see how it goes. If I'm not busy on a regular tour, which gets busy on the weekends as well, I'll absolutely make sure to pop on and say hi. But in the meantime, you'll hang out with Morgan a little bit, so you'll get a different perspective, Pat, because you'll be hanging out with Morgan instead of me. But like I said, regardless, I will say hi to you, and thank you so, so much. Okay.
Scottish Rob says, hey, guys, hope to see you in St. Louis, NARBC. Best to all of you guys. Happy anniversary of your womb emancipation, Jay. Never heard it put just like that. I don't know if that deserves a dollar in the swear jar or not, but it sounds like it does.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I say, so first off, I wonder what the percentage is of St. Louis NARBC happening. Like, I mean, maybe it's pretty high. I don't know.
It's
in St. Louis.
What? No, when?
In about 5 weeks.
Oof. So September?
September.
Yeah.
September 5th and 6th. It's on my birthday weekend. Actually.
Yes, that's right. September 5th.
Yeah, it's on my birthday
weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. A couple things about it. Number one, I hope it happens. I really do for everyone's sake. Will I go? I think it'll be two things that will. Number one, how my mental ability is going. If I feel not anxious and I feel that it won't be
cumbersome.
Yeah, to go. Like we're going to go on a short trip here in a week or so, and that'll give me a lot of understanding just for a day or two, not far away. How I'll do traveling, because it's about a 10-hour drive to St. Louis. I'm not flying for sure.
It's not that long for what we're doing.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. St. Louis is about 10 hours. But anyways, and then the only other thing that I don't mean to seem weird about this and stuff, but I don't think I'd want to be in a room with 5,000 people right now, you know what I mean? But I might go and just go in and out, and definitely I would be masked up. I hope that you know most people will wear masks there. I really do. I just think that if you have 5,000 people in a room without masks, all it takes is a couple people to infect a whole lot of people.
Oh,
you know?
For sure.
And I don't know. I mean, maybe to me it's just a little too soon. That being said, I hope it happens. I hope for Brian and Bob and for all the people that are in the reptile community that need a reptile show, I hope it does happen. I really do. And I'd like to go, like I was saying to you last week, Lori. I want to go because I want to buy some stuff. You know, but...
Colubrids.
I want to buy some Colubrids. Yeah,
some gray banded.
You can just calm down because you're not even in charge of that. So just calm down.
I know.
I would love those.
I know. You know, gray bands are cool. We're gonna produce them next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch.
If you could do, you know how in the gray banded the it's gray orange.
Yes.
It would be cool to do like a black and like a white one, like where the bands are black and white.
I guess that, yeah.
Is there an azanthic?
There is an azanthic, and there's a ghost, even, a hypo. So there's an azanthic, ghost, hypo, but they're not white. They're like a silvery thing. Okay. The problem is they do horrible because they're like Juno Road, you know, real close up. We actually had them. We killed them.
You know what? That's right.
Yeah, we had them. We couldn't get them to eat. We couldn't. We tried everything. Literally tried. We force fed them for like 6 months. Yeah,
it just depends. Like back in the day, and depend on what strain you get of gray bands.
The closer you are to the wild, the worse, because they eat lizards in the wild. Yeah. They very rarely
eat
rodents.
Got a hell of a colony going of these day geckos.
Oh my God, you're not kidding.
Or no,
dude.
Not the morning geckos.
The morning geckos.
We got a lot.
Yeah,
every day I come in, there's eggs everywhere.
All of the finicky corn snakes and stuff.
Pretty soon. I can see.
I'm going to sell them. Feeding on morning geckos.
There you go, dude.
I could see Lori's next leopard gecko sale for September. Buy a leopard gecko, get a morning gecko. Free. Yeah. Okay, what do we got here? Angela,
will the Reptarium ever be open during the week? Unfortunately, I'm stuck in Amazon on the weekend.
Oh man, it's so tough. Well, we got Friday, but
is private tours.
Yeah,
we got private tours. We are open Fridays. I don't see. So the reason why we're not open Monday through Thursday is because number one, the animals need a break. You know,
it's
just too. Yeah, it's not like a normal zoo where people just walk in and look at animals. They come out a lot.
Do we?
Well, yeah, but we don't get that much of a break because we work all the time anyway.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
But
we
the
can't
animals, yeah.
Be open to the public. No,
and what you have to remember is because so many of the animals, the vast majority of the animals come out and get handled, they need a day off before we feed them. We need the day they feed and the next day. So they almost need 3 days a week where they're completely off. So could we ever expand to 4 days a week? I mean, I'm not going to say it's impossible. Unlikely. But 4 days would be the maximum we could ever do. But we do private tours Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And so if it's something you're interested in, and really they're not that expensive, especially if you can get a group of six or eight people together and share.
That is such a beautiful name. I love this guy's name.
Osvaldo.
Osvaldo.
Isn't that what our turtle's name is? What? Isn't it Zalvaldo? What's our albino turtle?
What did you
turtle?
Just say?
Oh, no, it's Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Is it? Hey, wait, you mean a turtle is Voldo?
That's right.
No, isn't
that's
it a turtle?
That's from Harry Potter. Osvaldo.
Hey. So Osvaldo says, love y'all. I've been watching y'all since I was 12 and I'm 18 now. Wow. I'm leaving for Marine Corps boot camp on Sunday. Wish me luck.
Hoorah.
See y'all in 3 months.
Hoorah.
Well, you should have been here last week with Potter. He talked about his Marine days. Well, thank you for the service.
Up and coming service.
And what did Potter say?
He said he was smart, so he didn't go in the field. Only dummies go in the field.
Yeah. army people. So I think what he said. Did he tell it on air when he talked about the discount for the NARBC, the military discount?
I think that was off.
No,
air.
I don't.
Yeah.
Think
so
I don't
so he
that.
Said he said he said he trained his people to say when a military person came up because he's a Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And so it would, say like, hey, do you have a military discount? They say what branch?
And that's what they're like. You must be a Marine.
That's what they said because only a Marine would ask what branch you were.
That's so awesome.
But hey, man, Marines are awesome. Thank you so much. Let's see.
Natasha says been suffering mental health and watching your videos really helps. Love from the UK. Love you all.
Thanks, Natasha.
I think, obviously I've been suffering as well. Been a little bit better lately. Hopefully continuing to get better. Been doing a lot of work on it and stuff like that. And I think that that's the thing, Natasha, is that we're in really unprecedented times now. And it's very difficult for anyone that is susceptible to mental health, whether it's anxiety, depression, whatever the case may be. I think the biggest thing is that, you have to try to move forward with something. You can't.
You can't just think
it's just going to go away because it's not, so if you're whether it's therapy or medication or self-help or whatever the case is, get out of bed every day and do your thing. Don't think that one day you're going to wake up and it's going to be gone because it just probably isn't. And you have to, but at the same time, I've found recently that maybe I've been working too hard at it.
Good balance,
So somehow you've got to I got to a point.
You just need a good energy coach.
You
got everything pulsating a little bit. You're good to go, baby.
Take that stuff right out of you.
Just release.
Release that negative energy.
Amen to that.
we all need it, man.
Start looking into that one.
Tingle Monster in the building. Hey guys.
Hey, Tingles.
Got my sixth reptile from my friend's rescue. It's my second ball python. Named her Winona.
Nice.
Oh, Winona Earp. LOL, love Tingle Monster and Tinglets.
Awesome, hey, Tingle. Thank you, Tingles, and congrats on the ball pop on.
Mata says, sending love from New Jersey.
Hey,
I appreciate
you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
appreciate it,
Marsha.
Michigan's the new New Jersey.
It really is getting there,
It is.
Marta says, again, Lori, do you have your own wine glass merch? I would so buy it, and that should be a thing.
That's such a smart idea.
Yeah, we're dropping the ball on that one.
We don't have any merch. We're dropping the ball big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll
yeah.
think about it. It's hard to say.
We need
to.
Yeah.
So.
Merch.
We have to have a meeting about that.
We need a meeting.
Speaking
of merch, we got magnets now.
Yes, I seen them today. They're awesome.
Lori got magnets, so they're dope. They're
dope. And Jay,
taking stickers today.
The week comes and goes, and we didn't take more pictures.
It's been a wild one
every
for
week. Every
yeah.
week.
Yeah, we got to do Raycon tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yeah,
list. I got to get that.
I was thinking about it when I was at home.
For you guys that don't know, we are sponsored by Raycon once a month, and
they're actually awesome. And I see they're popping
so
up everywhere now, man.
They're
every
so
podcast
actually,
I
yeah,
to.
Like Snoop Dogg wears them now. And stuff like that. Seriously,
Snoop Frog too.
Snoop Frog does it.
Flamin' Hot
Snoop
Cheetos got a pair.
They're good. I like.
Do you know
them.
That we fed Snoop Frog a snake yesterday?
Yesterday,
really?
A ball python.
A ball python, adult.
That's going to be a good video.
No.
That's going to be a good video. Are you naming it?
It was a stillborn baby. It was a stillborn baby.
Thumbnails
that
primo.
That's going to get a million views. Watch.
It better. If it doesn't.
It will.
YouTube's broken. Yeah.
If it doesn't, I'm blaming Let Roses Burn.
For sure.
Yeah.
Bringing us down, bro.
Bringing us down. Thanks.
She says, I've seen that on YouTube now. Channels. It will say people who watch Brian Barczyk also watch these channels, and that's on my Roku TV.
Okay.
Gosh, let's hope it's not like someone I hate.
No, it
probably is.
It's
it
that
is.
Fucking herp,
it's
go
always...
fucking herp afro.
Got herpes?
Oh, man,
got herps, kid.
Oh, great.
Go.
That's
it's just
always
like
how
Brian
it
Barczyk.
It'd be whoever you
love.
I saw there was another video that was.
Afro. Just afro.
I saw there was another video.
I didn't say it.
I did.
I saw there was another video out by a channel that I've watched a couple times. She's actually a good channel. It's called like Wicked Something Reptiles.
But
I didn't want to watch the video, but it was like, is Brian Barczyk that bad? That's what the title of the
Hell
video
yeah,
was.
Hell yeah, he is.
And, he's bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone, baby.
Yeah, baby.
But yeah, it, for, I read a couple, like the first three comments. I didn't want to watch the video because I didn't want to like be like, oh, this guy's ripping on me constantly. But the first three comments made it sound like maybe he was defending me, but
yeah,
I didn't.
It doesn't
you know.
Matter because either way, you're just putting a you're putting a video out with your name to
for
get
some
the views,
baby.
Whether you're for it or against it, you're just getting the views.
Yeah, but this like, would be the whatever. First one, and again, I don't know if it was for or against it. To be totally honest with you, because I didn't watch it.
Way. Just
but
make
I didn't
a video
hear, yeah.
of your own damn comment.
But
content.
But this would be the first video maybe that was put out that if it was pro us or pro me, I guess, from someone I didn't know. You know?
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because usually the pro videos about us were our friends like Andy Gabbs or Brian Cusco or Miguel or, you know what I mean? It's like not normally someone that I don't know
yeah,
putting
some
out a
channel.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully it was positive. I mean, it could have been negative and I just, you know, didn't read deep enough.
Done
but
that.
Usually when it's matter. Like negative, I would hear like, did you see that guy
yeah,
put
yeah,
out
yeah,
a bunch
yeah.
of stuff? So, and like I said, I've actually watched a couple of his videos and they were all very well done and you know, so hopefully he didn't trash us. It's, you know.
I don't think it
either
matters.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No.
William just threw five for love, dude.
William. He's got two first names
His
and name two
is
last
William
names.
Mosser, William Mosser.
Well, hey. I wonder if there's four names.
Thank you. No, that's
Will
what I'm
you
saying.
Do that? Will you do that to your kid?
Yeah, I'll name my kid whatever the hell I want.
Could you do like
no.
four names? Like,
I don't want
to
give that in for hell.
Speaking of names. Speaking of names.
What?
Okay.
No, we won't say it.
No.
It's a family thing.
I know.
Yeah, no. Ollie Mitchell. Noah just wanted to say your podcasts are gold. Thanks for the laugh. Thank you,
gold.
Ollie. Love you
They're
too.
Well, we don't have a swear jar large enough for
yeah for that
five
for that podcast.
Jug,
do you remember when Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I do.
Knocked out Sonny Liston.
I do.
Standing over top.
A lot of people thought that was fake.
That
really
gives me a lot of inspiration.
He knocked him out and then was just like
yeah,
and hulking went, out
yeah,
over top
he's
of him.
Like, he's like yeah really? Over top yeah. And there's like a picture. It's in the gym.
It's literally yeah, it's a really, it's a really super, yeah, like
I have a T-shirt of him on Muhammad Ali on my T-shirt.
Oh,
yeah, and a lot
okay.
of people think that
about.
That punch was not real. Like they said, it hardly hit Sonny Liston.
Well, it's
and
so
it was,
hard.
That's
yeah.
the
that
thing.
Killed
is
him.
Exactly yeah. when you're so good, it's just like you just need.
It goes through him.
Ah, yeah, maybe yeah, like Bruce Lee, the one, yeah,
one inch punch.
What if I just like
speaking of, ring the bell.
All you need is just a little tap.
Speaking like of boxing, though, so our boy Mike Tyson's back in the ring.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah, our boy.
Our
we
boy.
Know him
best,
so well.
Our best friend.
We know him so well.
Hey, man.
Oh, that
hey
was man. Bad. That was bad. That was bad.
Bad. Let me tell you, Joe. Let me
Uncle,
tell you, Joe.
Uncle Mike's going to be upset with you.
Mike Tyson.
No, that's not
you know, I've never practiced
next
it.
Next week, dude. Practice
I'm gonna,
it.
I'm
come back
practice
on Friday.
It this week, and I'm going to come back. Yeah,
what
I'm going to come back.
Guys,
with
what was Mike the Tyson. One that you watched?
Three Mike Tyson.
Was it so Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson? That the podcast that you were telling about?
Mike Tyson does a podcast called
Hot
Boxing with Mike.
Yes, okay, that's what it's
it probably awesome too.
And yeah. I mean, they literally hot box studio, and it's hot boxing with Mike Tyson. Like yeah. they literally, it's honestly pretty golden.
And it's a smart name because it's like hot boxing,
yeah, it's like
yeah.
a double
and
hot
innuendo.
Boxing.
Yeah.
But the double. Point, it's funny because like for the past year or two, he's been doing this, and he's just said on like pretty much every podcast how he's just not going to fight again.
Yeah,
and that's now, what I said.
Here he
goes.
Does he need money? Is that why?
No, he's actually doing
he's
probably better than
well.
Ever.
What do you think
yeah.
would bring him back?
Because he's making
if
tons
he's
of money off of weed.
I think somebody probably was like whispering
just calling
his ear,
him
like,
out. Like
probably. Oh, you're yeah. old. You can't.
You ain't gonna fight him.
It'll be cool though. I'm into it, but I can't believe Jake Paul's gonna be the undercard.
Shut up.
He's
Jake,
the undercard.
Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson.
No.
He's the undercard. You know who's Jake fighting?
He's gonna die.
He's fighting Nate Robinson. He's
oh, that's
NBA
right, NBA
player.
Guy. Yeah, NBA guy.
Yeah.
I think this whole new era of boxing was just like, all right, whoever wants
exactly.
to fight can fight. That's
yeah.
whatever.
I could just call somebody out. And like,
NBA
it,
player and a YouTuber
yeah.
are undercard to a Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
How
figure.
Does that happen?
Yeah, wow.
You said that like 30 years ago. They'd be like, what the fuck?
I got YouTuber.
Well, 30 years ago, what is this YouTube you're talking about?
Yeah. What is that? Well, it's YouTube.
What's YouTube? No, but it is pretty crazy. You gotta scratch your head on that one. But
oh
I think literally it might be the most entertaining fight of the year.
Oh, I think it's gonna be crazy.
I'm gonna buy it.
I'll watch it. I don't think it'll be the most entertaining fight.
I think Mike Tyson.
I'll watch it
be,
on your
not,
dime.
Not so much. I don't know. I think
Mike Tyson. Fighting?
We'll have to see.
He's fighting a guy that also
Rory?
Was a champion.
Is it another retired whatever? Are they both coming out of retirement?
Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr.
Are they both coming out of retirement?
Yeah, yeah. They're both the same age. Yeah, they're not.
So it's not a young boxer.
It's not only boxing. Tito Ortiz is coming out versus Chuck Liddell soon, too.
That one's not.
That's crazy.
They may have wanted to retire on those. Maybe
they might have wanted to stay retired.
I mean, maybe Tito looks like he could still.
Dude, versus Chuck Liddell. Oh, that's crazy.
Chuck Liddell can barely walk.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude. Yeah. He's gonna be like,
I mean, he was barely walking in the ring.
Listen, did I ever tell you my Chuck Liddell? Did I ever tell you my Chuck Liddell story?
Was that with Lee?
No, not with Lee. This was when we were in California. We stayed at the same hotel as all of the UFC fighters. So, like, Rich Franklin was there, and George St. Pierre, and Dana White, and Chuck Liddell. And, I mean, all the big names were at the hotel. Literally, like, hanging out at the bar. Like, I mean, we're literally just, like, at the bar,
crazy.
And they're just, like, all drinking with us and stuff like that. And one night, we were up till probably, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and Chuck Liddell come rolling in with, like, three girls on him, wasted out of his mind. Out of a limo, walking through the lobby and stuff like that. But he was still cool. I'm like, Chuck, what's up? He's like, hey, what's up, dude? You know what I mean? He was still cool, but yeah, that dude was a partier, man.
Where was this?
This was at the Anaheim
show. Anaheim, okay.
Yeah, when we
Anaheim.
Met Dana and you deleted my picture.
I was going to say, because that's the only time I think, because I'm like, I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of age, and I'm thinking you ain't going to be up at 3 in the morning. Like,
no.
So, okay, that makes sense.
This was a while ago.
Okay.
This was a while ago. Yeah, Chuck Liddell was fighting.
You were literally 4.
No.
That trip
trip, but I'm talking about.
Oh, no, no. That wasn't that trip.
You weren't on
that
trip.
That was
the trip before.
Yeah, that was
so
after that.
You were
that.
3. You were probably.
No. That was a trip.
I don't know what she's
that.
Talking
no,
about.
No,
you are tripping.
No, because it was at the Anaheim Convention Center. It wasn't at, it was at the, right, the year before is when we were at the hotel that he came.
Oh. Okay.
So you were like 5 or 6.
Five.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
That's right, because we went to the first one when we brought the kids with us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But you weren't 3.
I know, but
you were 5.
Did it really matter?
Yeah, it didn't matter.
No, but she just kept.
You're 5.
I was gonna say something, but she just kept fucking. Fuck.
You're done.
That's a double,
dude.
You got to borrow from Daddy.
No, I forgot what I was gonna say, but it doesn't matter.
It
anymore.
Doesn't matter because you were 3 or 5.
But it was gonna listen. It was gonna be good, but
it was gonna be good, but it's ruined because
it was a hot lasagna, dude.
It was
just cooking it up, dude.
It was a good one.
Just the chirping.
So Rose Byrne says, the YouTube thing actually sent her to Paul Cavero's channel, which now I love.
Oh, that's
dang
awesome.
Dang YouTube, no.
No, that's good. No, Paul's good. Paul's
course,
a good guy, man. Although, you know, it was funny. When we had Paul on, there were a few people that were really hating on him, which I don't understand.
You know how
that.
It's the same thing that
really?
People
hate on everybody.
Dude, if Paul Cafaro had you on his podcast, it would be the same thing.
That's why I tell you, it doesn't matter because guess what? They're going to hate you if you are, okay.
Crushing it.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay.
No. Listen to this. Listen to this. They're going to hate you if you are yourself. They're going to hate you if you're pretending to be someone else.
Yeah.
They're going to hate you no matter who you are.
Yeah.
So just be yourself. Do what you want to do. You're still going to get hate, by the way. But guess what? That shouldn't bother you because it doesn't matter as
long
as you
either.
Have your inner
or
happiness.
Or pretend. Just
be
whoever you want to be. Who cares?
But I think that's really important to learn is that they're going to hate you whether you're you or they're going to hate you whether you're pretending to be someone else. Yeah. So just be you because at least then you know your true self and you're not getting hated for something you're not.
Yeah, no,
because then you're like, because if you're getting hated for something you're not, you're feeling guilty because you're like, you're. Oh, fuck, like, they're right. I'm not being my true self. You know what I mean? It's like, but if they're hating on you for being your true self, if they're hating on you for being your true self, then you have nothing to feel bad about because you're just being you, and you're just like,
and there's nothing to be ashamed about or be embarrassed about, or who cares? Like,
well, no, well, you guys know I don't care about that stuff anymore.
For sure.
I mean, I never talk about hatred stuff anymore. I literally, I mean, is there times where it's like, oh, I can't believe that person's such a jerk, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't bother me. Like, I mean, it rolls off really quick. I haven't, it's probably been a year and a half
you're gotten a lot better.
Yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, no, way better. I mean, I think it's
you
been,
used
yeah,
to,
I,
yeah.
No, 2 years ago, it consumed me.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, I bet you it's been a year and a half or 2 years since I've thought about a negative comment more than 30 seconds. You know, when someone says
Which
something negative,
awesome.
It's like, whatever, goodbye.
Because that's
you're an idiot.
That's, you know, if anybody takes any bit of advice, that's it, you know.
But I just,
you need to be you and
But I just, I don't know. I mean, Paul is a pretty decent guy in the sense that, you know, he's a young kid that has a lot of motivation. He's making good money.
Most hatred comes from being jealous.
Jealous.
Oh, of course. And that, I would think that that would have to be the case because it doesn't make, I mean, you know, I don't understand why anyone, I mean, whatever.
Especially
people are going to hate
everyone.
Especially
if he's not a jerk and is not mean.
He's always been great to everyone.
When I was younger growing up, like, in skateboarding and stuff, like, Ryan Sheckler was, like, super famous and popular. Everyone hated him. Everyone hated him because he was in Walmart and had a show and, like,
remember,
he's the bomb, dude.
His move. Like, you would get shit on. I don't even have any dollars anymore.
There's
$1. You get hated on if you did, like, his move.
Hey, make a wish. You just made $100. Make a wish.
No, they made $300. About. That's like two at least.
All right.
We should end it on that. We don't even have any more money.
We're going to stop swearing for the next half hour.
Next half hour.
I owe you.
Did we miss one right there? That Georgia Moon?
Yeah. I'm waiting. I was waiting for you to start.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's okay.
Georgia says, what's up, folks? Noah, can't wait to see Speedy's upgrade and not a possum upgrade.
Possums
are gone now.
I think, and I don't think they could get in the
almost
new,
done.
No, it's all secure.
No, that thing's sealed, man.
It smells so good, man. Just wait. No one even knows what it looks like. So,
we can't even tell.
Next weekend. I'm not going to say it.
Well, it's not hard to upgrade. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Lori was really happy.
Anything is better than what
it was. It was a perfect compromise because obviously our shed was horrible and Lori really wanted a new shed, but Lori wanted to just go out and buy a plastic shed and I wanted to build something awesome. Well, and so it was kind of a perfect thing.
You wanted to build something extra.
Extravagant.
Yeah, not awesome, extra, which was unnecessary.
Very nice.
So yes, we compromised and got a perfect, like this is
and
the
it's
perfect
beautiful.
Shed.
It's beautiful.
And I'm super happy because
you're welcome.
The plastic shit is not going to last.
Oh, there it goes. We're negative $1. We're already down.
They warp. They're nice, but they warp, and you know, because especially we get so much sun, like that thing would have warped and stuff.
So this is good.
We really have a swearing problem.
Serious, dude. That's crazy.
I put $1 in there. I put $1.
All right, I'm gonna start really
loaning
working
everyone
on,
out your
I'm
money.
Start I put one.
Working on
Jay,
the,
well, it's just one, right?
G Willikers.
Yeah, G Willikers is a new swear. All right, and gosh darn it,
because we really have a problem.
Yeah. So did you think we're gonna have that much?
I thought we were gonna have some money left for sure.
Yeah, we didn't even make it an hour. We made it an hour and 25 minutes. Hour and 25.
You're negative one.
All right. Whatever happened to the bamboo rat snake? That's my dream snake. We still have them. We have bamboo rats. Yeah,
them green
cool.
boys.
They're cool.
They're dope.
No, they're actually red. They're red. They're awesome.
Jake says, my son is so excited to return to the Reptarium one of these days. He has been asking since he met you a few weeks ago.
Awesome, man. Well, please, we can't wait. I mean, it's definitely, it's like I've said, I mean, it's really, to me, it's magical. You know, the place.
Oh, my God.
You know
it's
I mean?
Like
I think
it's Disney for reptiles.
Yeah. No, that's a good...
You know, and you don't want to say that like in like an arrogant way, like, oh, you know. But it is really special. Oh, you know,
you know what? We work hard to try to make it that.
And that's one of the things I've been trying to do lately is, like, I'll be honest with you, one of my things that you know, has probably caused a lot of my anxiety issues and stuff like that is the fact that I don't think I'm deserving of a lot. You know, I'm not deserving of happiness. I'm not deserving of success. I don't take accolades. So I'm trying really hard right now to, like, give us credit. And we did something awesome.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
And you know, it's something that it's hard for me to say that because I feel weird saying that something that I did or we did deserves this type of accolades. But it does, trying to be comfortable. I'm trying to become more comfortable
super cool.
with that.
I love the fact, and that's the thing. Like, you know, we work a lot.
Yeah.
We work every day.
Yeah.
Long hours.
Yes.
You know, through the weekend when the Reptarium's open. But that being said, the reason that we keep doing it, and for me, is during those open hours, every hour. When we are getting those new people in, and the people are like, oh my God, this was the most amazing thing, and this was so awesome, or this is so awesome for my kid who loves rap. You know what I mean? Like, all of the different things is just, it's just like fulfilling to where, like, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, cool. That's what makes it worth it,
of
which
course.
Is awesome.
And that's why
It's not about money. It's not about success. It's about giving people this awesome experience. No different than same thing. Like, why do I keep going back to freaking Disney all the time? Because I love it and it's an awesome experience and all that. Like, it's the same thing on a different level that we're giving to other people. Yeah. And I think that's awesome.
No, it is awesome.
So, there you
go. It's going to be cool.
And the place without people is like enchanting in itself. Yeah. Like, the collaborative effort between you guys and Stuart and Tom from Universal Rock, who are artists as well, and
and the amazing animals we'd be able to get. Like,
you
that's
sit
the
in
thing.
There
we get to give people a super awesome experience, and that's what's cool and fulfilling and makes it worth doing.
And that's why, you know, ultimately it's you know, I want to be back to that spot in life where I'm really happy and not anxious and all that other stuff, is because, you know, things are so awesome. You know what I mean? My life is so good. You know what I mean? It really is. I mean, my life is amazing. It really is. I mean, everything that I do is so amazing. And there's very little in my life that I don't truly enjoy. And so I should be the happiest guy on the planet, and I want to be again, and I will be again.
That's right.
And you did all this, you know, you did all this. Well, nobody else did this for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, mom helped you.
No, right.
But
right,
like,
right.
Yeah. You guys, but like, you know, what I'm saying? Nothing was ever given to
us,
you.
No.
Nothing. No, you work for it. Also, like, and there's more besides just the Reptarium.
Sure.
That you should feel deserving for praise for. I don't know if I said that right, but
I know what you mean.
It's just like you've done more than just the Reptarium that is praiseable. Or should be given praise for. I know that maybe you don't want to accept it or whatnot, but
I'm
just
trying.
The truth.
I'm working on it. I'm working on trying to accept
it.
I'm trying to.
That's a fine line too. Like, because of course, you know, you want to be humble. You don't want to be
arrogant.
Look at everything I've done. But it is okay to be like, yeah, you know what? Cool. I did accomplish some pretty cool shit. And that's cool.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and
that's what I'm trying to feel. I'm trying to feel more comfortable in that, you know, but it's very foreign to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's part, a lot of my roots of my issues is the fact that I didn't feel deserving, you know, and
but
now I'm trying to.
I think that's another reason why you got so far.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that motivation,
feel satisfied.
Right. Which I'm trying to now, you know, I mean, I'm trying to feel more satisfied with things. And I mean, there's still a lot of things I want to do, but I don't want to do them for the you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. I'm not talking about like anything, I mean, too crazy, but you know, I mean, we still have things we have to do, or that we can do, but if you're doing them for the right reasons and you're not doing them because you're chasing
a
demon.
Time left, Dad.
Oh my God. So much time.
Especially now that, the way I look at it is just like, I feel like you guys have really figured it out these past few years.
Yeah, agreed.
And that gives you the ability to slow down time because you understand how to do things properly without wasting as much time.
Oh, I agree. I always tell people, and this is what I've told you too, right, Noah, when you've said things, I've said, like, you're 20. I mean, like, I literally, and that's not to say that when you're 25 or 30 or 35 or whatever that number is, you're not going to have it figured out. But I don't think we figured it out until we're in our mid-40s.
Well, I think, you know what, unfortunately for us, we were the people who figured everything out the hard way.
The hard way,
you know what
because
I mean?
Because we didn't have any mentors.
No,
we didn't have people teaching us.
And yeah, and you know, let's face it too. Guess what? We didn't have any business school. We didn't have any, you know what I mean? We just kind of did shit and then like, ooh, okay, learn that lesson or did, you know what I mean?
Didn't learn the lesson not
you know,
to swear,
it was funny
obviously.
Because but it was funny because even with Jade going to school for business, like she would tell me, you know, she would talk about all the stuff and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That would have been great to know like back in the day. Like I know it now, but not because it took a class, because the hard way, you know.
Life whooped
that.
Your butt.
Right, exactly. You know,
well, I think the
so.
Other thing is that, and Noah and I talked about it a little bit the other night about the, you know, simplification of business and making money is, you know, about the whole you make money when times are bad, not when times are good. It, you know, as far as, I shouldn't say make money, you build wealth during bad times, not during good times. You know, I think that people make the mistake of going the opposite way. They think when things are good, that's when you spend all your money. In actuality, that's when you hoard your money. Mm-hmm. And then when things are bad, you spend your money.
I learned
because,
that with $100 in high school on the stock market.
Yeah.
When I spent $100 when all my stocks were like really high.
Yeah.
I added another 100 on top. I was like, they're peaking. Let's add another 100 on top.
Yeah, they're gonna lose. Yeah.
And then literally like the same week, I lost $400.
Yeah, you've got to. Yeah, you've got to always
and then
buy.
Ever since that point, I was just like.
Yeah, like I told you before,
don't
Warren
that.
Buffett.
Well, that sucked.
Well, it's like I said, you know, Warren Buffett said that, you know, he made his fortune during recessions. You know, that's when he made his fortune. And we our first whiff at the stock market way back in the 90s.
Yours.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah.
Was what happened was there was a guy, a friend of mine, Casey Lazek, who is a
killed
legend.
It. He did awesome.
Yeah, he's a legend in the reptile world as well. I mean, he was responsible for the first Brettles carpet pythons. And I mean, knobtail geckos. I mean, a lot of different stuff. I mean, he did go to jail for smuggling stuff out of Australia.
But it was all right.
That's how you have your pets today.
Yeah, exactly. But Casey's a great guy. I texted with him not too long ago for the first time. I hadn't talked to him in a while. But anyways, Casey, like, took $100,000 that he had made from the reptile world. And what happened was him and his son, Nicholas, he was a single dad and lived in a two-bedroom house that they were renting. And he was ready to buy a house with this $100,000 that he made from breeding pythons and stuff like that. And he went to his friend, and his friend said, can you wait a couple years? Can you just stay where you're at for a year or two? And he said, why? He goes, because I want you to invest in a few stocks right now. And he was like, really? So he bought Amazon at like 80 cents.
He bought,
the list goes on, like Google at 80 cents, stuff like that. So his $100,000.
Needless to say, he did really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
you think?
So the last time I talked to him about money, which was long ago, 10, 12 years ago, I think he had about $40 million. From his $100,000. But so anyways, point is he bought some snakes from us. It was $40,000 that he bought. He flew me out to this was pre 9/11. So like I taped the snakes on my body and flew out there. By the way,
back in the fun days.
Yeah, I love this. I wish I was there for that stuff.
Yeah, he was like, I want to buy these pies. The pies were $40,000.
So I'll bring them to you.
He said, I want you to bring them to me. He said, but by the way, that was the first time I ever flew first class. Because he's like, hey, I'm going to buy you tickets, but you're flying first class.
That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, no, I never could fly there.
Yeah, like a schlep ever again.
Those peasants in the back.
In the back, see ya. Get away from me.
Send back there.
Right, right.
Noah, you get back there.
Peasants. That's what you say when I walk past those peasants.
Pretend like I don't know
them.
I'm like, Dad, he's just like.
He's like, ugh, I got my headphones in, my Raycons.
Sorry.
You want 50% off.
You're just singing Nickelback up there. It's like,
he's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
In this my time.
No, it was stained. Actually.
Yeah.
Dad, it doesn't really matter.
I can't find my bag.
Yeah, that was it. But so Casey told me that he wanted me to take this $40,000 and invest in, and he told me the companies that he thought I should invest in. From that moment on, our $40,000 went down.
Turned to nothing.
What did you invest in?
That was the Nokia.
Yeah.
Nokia.
Wait, you have Nokia?
I have Nokia stock, yeah.
Right now?
Right now. Is it worth something?
Are you serious?
I swear to gosh, yeah.
It just went from $8 a share to $32.
Get the heck out of here.
We're rich! We can fill up another swear jar.
It only took 20 years.
Check it out. Check it out.
Nokia. Yeah, I literally have had Nokia.
We've had
I'm
it
pretty
ever
sure.
Since.
I want to see this. Yeah. This would be amazing
check
if
it
that
out.
Was it. I haven't even looked at that stock.
I'm pretty sure.
It,
no, like, I think
there.
I just saw
we
a thing on Instagram.
We didn't even sell it because it wasn't worth doing. We're like, just
let it be there.
No, it's $4.32.
Which one? Stop. Which one was the one where they got
Nikolai.
No, there was this one with the. They just got a bunch of money from like Corona funds or something.
Oh, some probably.
They literally just like bumped their stock value 1,000%.
Not the one we had.
Yeah, not the one. No, it's $4.
It was like the printing company. Where
thanks,
you,
Noah.
Polaroid?
That was exciting for about 2 seconds.
You buy CVS. You go to CVS.
Oh,
you
Kodak.
Kodak.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not what
Nokia.
Nokia.
Nokia was the walkie-talkie.
Nokia was the phone.
Yeah.
Boy, it was Kodak.
God, I almost got excited for
a minute.
I know. Could you imagine?
Finally, it paid off.
We can recoup the swear jar funds.
Our swear jar money is okay again.
It's just out of principle. acceptable that we keep it because
you never know. Crocs, like think about Crocs for example. Crocs were whack. Yeah, I know, but like Crocs were like super whack. No one cared, and now they're like the hottest thing. And I see people everywhere with them.
Yeah, we see them at the Reptarium constantly.
I saw this like real. I'm not even joking. I'm not even making this story up. That's what's so sad. I saw this like really pretty girl the other day in a car. Right, I'm like, oh wow, she's really pretty. She parked. And then she opens her door and takes one step out, big ass white Croc.
Yep.
Just boom. I'm just like, oh.
They're the most popular shoe right now, and it's crazy because they're terrible.
Don't tell me how comfortable they are because I don't give a shit.
Wear a flip flop.
They're fucking ugly.
There's two more dollars.
Yeah, we'll get it back when Nokia goes back up.
Yeah,
right?
Nokia hits that $40 mark.
$8 ceiling. We're in there, baby. Yeah.
I do have a stock though that I'm going to buy us. I'm going to buy you and Jade and us some here pretty soon.
Yeah?
Really?
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I sell it? Tell him what it is?
No.
I don't know.
Keep a surprise.
It sounds similar to Nokia, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. He actually said it already.
Nokia.
It's Nikolai.
Nikolai. Oh, yeah. Do that now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So it went up to $80 a share. Jeez. It was sounded like $20 a share when they went public. And it went up to like 80. Now it's down to 30 again.
Get it.
So when it's at like 25, I think I'm going to buy some.
No. That's how you mess up. Because it's not going to go down to 25 anymore.
I don't know.
If it was,
it's a long-term play,
it's
though.
It's going to go like
it's,
this.
It's a long-term play. It's called a V. Yeah, a
it's
V.
Called a,
it could either be a U or a V, depending on how the stock goes. But anyways, point is that I think that I think that it could be the next Tesla.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of Tesla energy, how you feeling over there? You think we need some food, don't you?
No, we ate.
We have no more money, dude.
Yeah,
we're broke.
Yeah, we got no more money. Sorry, Make a Wish. We're gonna have to spend some of your Make a Wish money. We're gonna definitely. Let's see what we got super chat wise, and we'll wrap it up here in a minute.
So Judge Venom says, "How's the new Anaconda getting on? How much longer do we have till we can put that sucker?"
I think
the
next week we'll be able.
Dude, I'm so excited for that video.
Yeah, I think it'll be
his name again.
It's Aries.
Aries.
Yeah, the Aries, the Anaconda.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I heard it's a little bit of a cannon.
Well,
it's
really good, but it did bite Bruce.
Yeah, I held it a couple times. And
I
it
held
fine.
It a ton, and I had it at the Reptarium, and 50 people held it, and it was fine.
Sometimes
I think
it
Bruce
happens.
Just like made it mad.
Yeah, he was talking about politics. The thing got all heated. It was crazy. Jake Lewis says, I also host a podcast of anything nerd-related. We would love to have you as a guest someday. My crew fell in love with the different morphs. I think by nerd-related, he means not New England Reptile Distributor, but like a nerd. So like this would be considered nerd stuff.
Whoever you're talking to.
Reach out, man.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Chris says, hey, is Reptile Prime recommended for Leo geckos?
You know, it's really tough. Leopard geckos are one of those anomalies where there isn't really
a good medium.
A bedding that I would say is perfect, right? We use Reptile Prime on a lot of our leopard geckos, and we have for years, and they've done completely fine. Is it perfect for them? No, it's not. There's nothing manufactured right now that is a bedding that I think is recommended for a leopard gecko.
Do you think it's smarter to, like, you know, I know this sounds silly, but to, like, foam a bottom and kind of make a hard, rocky surface?
The problem is it's just keeping it clean then.
Of course, you have to keep
it. You know, it's like, how do you keep it clean? Yes, we use Reptile Prime in ours, and we've never had impaction. We've never had any issues at all. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. I really was working a couple years ago on trying to come up with a solution for the proper bedding for a leopard gecko, and we just could not really come up with it, you know?
Where do they live in the wild?
Well, they do live in the deserts, but they live in a lot of rocky stuff, and they're not supposed to eat very much in the way of sand. Because the sand will impact them. Why do we have Brian doll.
Interesting.
Well, he is handsome, by the way.
Super handsome. I did see it, and I'd like you to show me where she touched it.
I can't. It's covered by the alligator.
Okay.
Wow.
Now we know. Release the pressure.
Then wait, this guy, look at this. He said, no, don't buy Nikolai. They have bad track record with ending up not fulfilling. Buy shell.
Okay, so first off, you're not talking about the same thing because they've never delivered a thing. They have never, they've never had. It's actually a market cap of about $2.7 billion, and they've never made one thing yet.
Yeah.
But Bezos from Amazon, Zuckerberg from Facebook have invested billions of dollars into the company.
So that's all you need to know.
So they're a hydrogen based car,
which is so smart. car, guys?
Which is not electric based, hydrogen based. But you're just thinking of a different stock because they've never delivered one car yet to anybody. So.
And he actually came back and said, actually buy SPCs, I guess Spice or whatever, Space. As well, it will be $1,000.
Spice Girls are awesome.
Well, thank you for
your tips.
Your tips. I appreciate it.
Cool. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So that's good. So I don't know. Well, anything else, guys, on your end or what? I mean, I think did pretty horrible with the
swear
jar.
We should do this more often.
We did good, man.
So demonology.
We actually did really good for the charity that we're giving it to.
So shout out Make-A-Wish. We're going to have a little kid.
Yeah.
His dream comes true.
We're going to have a little kid.
Well, it's not going to really do that much. It's going to be
a
car.
A bus rider, at least.
Yeah, it's a couple
a limousine ride.
Yeah, maybe.
One coach plane ticket for sure.
At least, at least half a first class quarter.
Yeah.
They'll get you a little dolly.
Yeah, that's it.
Make sure to go buy your Shell stocks. As that guy says, he knows what he's talking about.
Nokia
stocks, guys.
Don't buy Nokia.
Do it.
Go buy Nokia right now. Everyone, run up.
If we could get that stock, if we could get that up to $12 by the end of the day,
that
would be really good for us.
Thank you.
Don't forget to go donate to your local charity. Make sure that it's not a scam, though.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you guys want us to continue to keep the swear jar going.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's hysterical.
I think it'll help us.
I was hoping it was going to help. It apparently didn't.
It seemed like it was just pay to play. It was just like it wasn't like a punishment. It was just like, oh, sweet, here's a dollar.
All right.
Well,
fuck that.
Five more.
Oh, yeah,
thank you guys so much. I hope you guys learned something in this episode. I know I did. With that being said, you've been checked in, and I'm checking out. Peace.
All right, see you guys later. Thanks for joining us, man. All
right. That was awesome.